Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today on the show, we are talking about the 2016 SAI Conference. The SAI Conference is a one-day event bringing together self-advocates from across Indiana. This year's theme focuses on using our voices to create and raise awareness. For more information, we are talking to Consumer and Family Advocacy Support Specialist Amanda Circle. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we are talking about the SAI conference. It's coming up in Plainfield on September 14th. Talk a little bit about what's going
to
happen.
This is our annual conference. It used to be every other year, but our self-advocates decided that we wanted to have it every year. And we, starting last year, we started to partner with the Direct Support Professionals of Indiana for their conference. And we hold our conferences together in the same location. We feel like that gives a lot of good opportunities for DSPs and the individuals that they work with to come together to a conference and talk about issues that are that across the board affect both DSPs and self-advocates. So this will be our second year doing that. We are hoping to have about 100 self-advocates. Last year, I think we had about 80, so we want to get some more this year. We will have self-advocates from chapters across the state coming to the Palms, which is where the conference is going to be. The theme is our voice, our story. So again, talking about the power of our voice, using our voices, and specifically the self-advocate voice. And because it's an election year, we know that's more important than ever. So,
And talk about how the theme really ties into advocacy and what self-advocates of Indiana, why that's important.
So self-advocates of Indiana is dedicated to making the, you know, self-advocate voice present and in our community and a part of discussions about across the board about political decisions, about policy, but about the way our communities work and run. And I think we have to have a consistent like an opportunity to for our self-advocates to share their stories and advocate for things that they see that need changed, whether it's something in their neighborhood or if it's something at a state level. And so just having a conference where they can come and learn how they can do that effectively and all the different ways they and areas that they can tell their story.
And one area that you're going to focus on is leadership, strengthening those leadership skills. So how is that going to happen as well?
We will have, just through some of our presenters, we will talk about how self-advocates are leaders and how that they their voice can affect change and they can become leaders in their communities. Our keynote is about supported decision making, which is a huge issue here in Indiana right now. And our presenter is from the Council on Quality Leadership. Her name's Sarah Gimson, and she will be speaking to us about that, both the self-advocates and to the direct support professionals. That's our one joint session of the day. And I think supported decision really is an opportunity for our self-advocates to be advocates in their own life and to be leaders and say what they want and what their goals are and what they want in their services, what they want for their life. And it's really a person-centered, you know, approach to that planning. So I think all of the sessions will really have an aspect of leadership, of advocacy, of all of those things in all the different the workshops and sessions.
So Amanda, you have lots of good speakers and you asked me to be one of them.
Yes.
So I'm going to be one of them.
Yay.
Yay. and I'm speaking on dreams and how self-advocates can reach them. So yeah.
Well, we're excited to have you.
Thank you.
Because, well, I know you've figured out a way to tell your story and your voice, and I think it'd be helpful for self-advocates to learn how to do that as well.
So. Oh, I'm very honored that you asked me, so thank you very much. So let's talk about how people can get involved. If they want to come to the conference, what can they do?
Okay. The conference is, it's $30 to attend for anybody that wants to attend. They can register online on the SAI website, which has been newly updated. And it launched just yesterday.
You have a new logo too.
We do. That rolled out a couple months ago, but I really like it. It's nice and bright and colorful. The website is very colorful and I think easier to use and access. And so that's exciting. And so you can register on the website. You can register by credit card, pay by credit card, or you can register online and send in a check. Either way works. You can register multiple people with one registration. So trying to make that as easy as possible. We also have a paper registration form and pamphlet that has been sent out to our groups, and they can reach out to me if they would like a hard copy, because we realize not everyone likes to do stuff online. So
so if people want to contact you, how do they do that?
They can email me at acircle@arcind.org, or you can call me at 317-224-0249, which is my direct line here at the ARC.
Okay. So obviously there's a goal at every conference. So what do you feel like you want the goal to be?
I think our conference committee, who has been involved in planning a lot of this too, the goal really is that our self-advocates can take the information back and become leaders, become advocates in their community, and they already are, but to strengthen those skills and be able to push for change and things and use their voices, where in their communities and in their local chapters. But especially, again, with the emphasis on this being an election year and a big election year, I think, getting as many people, out there to vote as well. We'll actually have Indiana Disability Rights there to, they're leading a workshop about voting rights, but I think they'll also be there to either help people register to vote last minute or to check their registration. That will be another opportunity to kind of mobilize people to, use their voices.
And talk about the appreciation luncheon and nominations for awards that you're going to have?
Yes. So we, during our conference, we typically have our awards appreciation luncheon, which we will do together with DSPIN. And we will recognize individuals who have made an impact on the lives of people with disabilities. And we have three award categories. There's the professional award, which really recognizes someone in a professional disability field who really champions self-advocacy, who encourages self-advocacy. They may help out their local chapter, self-advocate chapter, or it could be just someone who works with an individual one-on-one and helps them advocate for themselves. Then there's the Ally Award, which is really could be an organization or a individual who, again, champions kind of the cause of self-advocacy, who maybe they use their voices to speak out about injustice that they see or about certain policy or things that affect the lives of people with disabilities. They're really a friend to self-advocates, I guess would be a good way to say it. And then the big award is the Darkest Nim Self-Advocate Award, which is named after the founder of Self-Advocates of Indiana. And so this recognizes an outstanding self-advocate who goes above and beyond and is a leader in their community at the state level, who is a voice for people with disabilities. And so that's an exciting one, and there's a lot of really great and deserving individuals. So you can email me again if you'd like to have if you'd like more information on how to nominate them. There's a link. It's a really long link, so I don't have that one memorized.
Really long link.
But there's a link you can actually do it online. Okay. It's like a SurveyMonkey.
Oh, okay.
But you can also, again, there's a paper format if you'd prefer to submit it that way. So again, email me if you want that information.
Thank you. And we have a lot to look forward to, don't we?
Yes.
I'm so happy about that. Thank you, Miss Amanda Circle.
Thank you.
All right. And if you want more information, you can always go to www.arcind.org or the Self-Advocates of Indiana website, which is www.saind.org. For more information, you need to be at this conference. It's going to be great. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.